The state currently borrows about $60 million a year to support the stewardship program. It's set to continue at that pace for another 3 years. After that, the direction stewardship takes would be markedly different under the budgets passed by Senate Democrats and Assembly Republicans. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson supports the governor's plan to increase state borrowing up to $105 million a year to buy land. She says that will keep up with the increasing cost of land and make sure the state can move fast when large tracts of property go on the market.
If we don't, what will happen to those natural areas and those forests is they become open. They'll be open to development, and then we will have lost them forever.
Over the course of the next decade, the cost of that extra borrowing would add up to more than $1 billion, which Republicans like Majority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald equate to running up credit card debt.
We're out there borrowing more money to purchase more land for the state of Wisconsin and take more land off the tax roll. That's what we're out there doing. We're credit card spending to purchase more land.
Republicans say the state should keep buying environmentally sensitive land, just not as much. The budget they passed in the state assembly would cut the stewardship program to $25 million a year until 2020. While that plan is likely a non-starter, Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says he's willing to discuss a GOP proposal that would give the legislature more say over stewardship purchases. Up to this point, Republicans have shown no willingness to bend on their side. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.